Welcome back to the Courtney for Life podcast. I'm Courtney, your taco-loving, powerlifting, sun-soaking host, serving you bite-sized audio bits of all things nutrition, training, mindset, and some real and definitely relatable life experiences without the Instagram filters. Let's dig into today's episode.
Episode 57. I don't know what's worse, my singing or my dancing, and if you have seen my Instagram reels lately, you know exactly what I'm talking about with the dancing. But anyway, we're here. Hello, strong friends. Welcome to episode 57 of the Courtney for Life podcast. Today I'm sharing why I focus on coaching women. Now, originally when I started, I know I'm going to talk about this because I have all my notes, but when I started, I did not have a complete intention to only coach women. But here we are, the beginning of September 2020, and this is the first time, I think, ever since I started my business over 5 years ago, where I have an entire female roster, and I absolutely love it. So let's dig in. When I first started my business nearly 5 years ago, I wanted to reach anyone and everyone. My audience was all across social media, and anyone who wanted to have me as their coach, I was ready to accept. I believe that having a niche and understanding your ideal client is absolutely important, but for any personal trainers or entrepreneurs listening, I'm sure you can very much agree with this. Now, although that still holds true today, I still very much want to help anyone who asks me. I've definitely created a much more narrow and niche audience. I know exactly the type of client I want to attract and that I do attract, and that's what I focus my content based on, which if you've been around on my Instagram, you can totally see this and understand this. I focus on coaching women simply because I am one. My demographic is just like me, who I was and who I am now. The woman who wants to improve her relationship with herself. The woman who has tried fad diets in the past, restricting herself from certain foods, and really just who wants to find a healthy balance where she doesn't feel like she would fall off the wagon from. This woman is strong internally, but she's a little unsure of what kind of information to trust online because there is just so much out there. She wants to find the best nutrition protocol for her lifestyle without using good or bad food labels. My female demographic has been working out for a few years, learning how to perform movements, but isn't sure how to progress. She doesn't know her true strength in the gym, but she wants to find it. She just doesn't know what kind of workouts will be effective. She's worried that lifting heavier weights may cause her to get thick, but little does she know it will do the opposite. She wants to improve not only for herself, but for those who look up to her. Maybe these people include her friends, family members, or children. But she wants to be a better person, and she knows that's going to start from within herself. She wants to seek guidance from someone who she can relate to, someone who's been there, done that, and can provide true knowledge. Someone who's like-minded, relatable, raw, and caring. She wants a coach who she can trust, who she can talk to on the same level, and who can help with more than just nutrition and training. Insert me. Currently, as I'm recording this, as I mentioned at the beginning, it's September 2020, and for the first time since I started Courtney for Life, I have a full female roster. I've always had a few badass men on my team. A couple of them were powerlifters, and they are hella awesome. So if any of those guys are listening, what up? But the other literally 90% of my clients that I've ever worked with, I just described nearly perfectly. I coach women because I can relate to them, because I've been on the same journey as them before, and I'm currently still going through that journey, because I know how the female body and mind work. I know how to emphasize their strengths and build their weaknesses. I know how to talk with them, when to challenge them, and when to comfort them. I know what kind of life experiences they have gone through, are going through, or will be going through in the next few years of their lives. It just makes sense for me. So what does being a coach mean to me? I'm not looking to hear that I'm better than someone or that I know more. To me, it's about seeing things from an outside source when you, the client, is in the middle of it. Being a coach means guiding my client through life, in total elements of well-being, and to hold a standard and to stay accountable. So here's some cool facts about coaching and training. Did you know that having proper training can increase overall productivity in your entire life by 22%? That means if you actually know what you're doing, you're more likely to succeed in life. And here's another one. Hiring a personal coach or trainer can increase your success rate by 88%. Think about everyone who starts at the gym and for their New Year's resolutions. I'm not saying that the ones who are doing it on their own are not going to see success, but if you have a structure, you can almost guarantee that you're going to succeed. And again, that's by 88% if you work with a coach or a trainer. So that's why I coach women. For me, it's what I'm good at, and I would honestly rather excel at my strengths. So if you want to learn more from me, I encourage you to listen to more of my podcast episodes. I have an abundance of free information on my website, from blogs to downloadable cheat sheets, infographics, and my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my free emails newsletters and be absolutely subscribed here on my podcast, whatever platform you're listening to it on. And please don't forget to pay the fee by leaving me a rating and a review. It literally only takes a few minutes of your time, and it helps me to continue to share the content that you want to hear. And again, if you want to take this to the next level, you can complete the inquiry form on my website to join my strong squad of women. Talk later, strong friends. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you loved this episode, please show it by leaving a 5-taco rating and a quick little review so that I know which topics you're benefiting from. Make sure you're subscribed on here, part of my free email newsletters, and following me on Instagram @CourtneyForLife with an underscore. Until next time.